From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. This week, we've been talking a fair amount about virtual reality. It's the topic of the latest episode of our podcast, Codebreaker, and it is a growing business. Everybody's in on this. Companies that make the hardware, the content, the software that drives the hardware or creates the content. Chip makers like AMD and NVIDIA are betting big on the need for hardware, while McDonald's has made an experience where you can paint the inside of a Happy Meal box. Because virtual reality is now a reality, we wanted to talk business, so we headed down to the offices of Business Insider to catch up with gaming and tech reporter Ben Gilbert.
So what does the market look like in 2016?
It's getting there, essentially, right? These headsets have just started, and it's expected to blow up by, like, 2020, right? But we're looking at, you know, 4 or 5 years from now.
But there's been a lot of growth. I mean, when we talk about a small market, we're talking about $1 billion of investment in that market.
Absolutely, right? And that's just this year, right? So that's been a huge change. That it just crested that $1 billion mark this year in investment, and that's really a telling sign of that it's coming.
We should also note that part of the explosion in VR has been brands, hashtag brands.
Sure, yes.
And
it's like, we get it. We're down with the kids. We have a VR thing also. Hashtag Cheetos. And you're like, great. That's terrible.
Right.
And it doesn't appeal to me at all. And I think a lot of people probably feel that way. That said, they bring money to the market, right? And there aren't a lot of people who own VR headsets yet. So
yeah.
Advertisers pushing money into these companies may be the way that VR stays afloat in these first early years while people just aren't buying games yet. People aren't necessarily buying VR headsets yet.
Tell me about your own experience. Do you have a favorite game?
I do, actually. There's a really great game called Windlands, and it's a pretty fantastical game where you're floating around. You're using a grappling hook to get around, and it's very movement-based. But what I found especially striking about Windlands is that I have actual memories as a person in the world of Windlands, which is super weird because it's a video game and not real life. I've never had it where I like remember being somewhere in a game, and I have that with Windlands.
Ben Gilbert, he is senior correspondent for Business Insider. He writes about games, virtual reality, many other things in the tech world. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
Codebreaker is back with a brand new season. This time around, a new question. Can it save us? We are asking this simple question about a different kind of technology every single week. You can subscribe now on iTunes. It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Jeffrey Fowler, personal technology columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Jeffrey, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Bring it on.
Fantastic. Zero Facebook posts.
I didn't think there was anybody left in the world that had zero Facebook posts, except for perhaps the people of China.
Ah, well played, sir. Well played, sir. Yes, this is the number of Facebook posts you might see in your feed if you're in a certain geographical area and the posts are deemed to be inappropriate by potentially a government body in China. Facebook is not there yet, but according to anonymous Facebook employees who spoke to the New York Times, the company is building software that would allow for this third-party censorship. What do you think about that?
This is such a slippery slope. I mean, there's been a long, sad trail of American internet companies that have tried to play by the Chinese government's rules and really just got into a mess of trouble.
It's not good.
It's not good. And it really flies in the face of Facebook trying to say that its main mission is to make the world a more open and connected place. They're entering a world of pain if they go down this path.
All right. What do you got for me?
Nearly 60%.
60% of people who have bought a drone in the last holiday season have been disappointed.
I would say probably 90% of them have crashed it, but that is not the stat. Nearly 60% of the top products sold on Amazon are actually cheaper over at Google Shopping. That's according to a study by 360Pi, and they just took the 750 most popular items on Amazon back in October and then popped over to Google Shopping and checked the price and found that about 60% of them were actually cheaper on Google Shopping. And a lot of folks I know, because of Amazon Prime, just kind of go over to Amazon and they think, I'm just going to do all my holiday shopping here. It's great. I think the message is, don't just trust Amazon.
All right, I got one more for you. 32,000 people.
The number of people who actually still use MySpace?
This is actually how many people follow a Nicaraguan nun on Twitter. And she just published a book on how the faithful can best use the Twitter sphere to reach out to people who are both religious and secular.
I remember the first time that the Pope or the Vatican had a website, and I think it was on Christmas Day, and I just remember it was very exciting to think that the Pope was in cyberspace.
All right, what do you got for me?
26% off.
The HTC Vive is going to be 26% off today.
26% off is the average discount of products sold online on Thanksgiving. That's according to Adobe. The percent discount on Cyber Monday, the big day that everybody talks about for discount?
38%.
Yep. No, it's less.
Oh.
Just 20%. Black Friday, just 24%. So the lesson here is, if you want to get a good deal for your Christmas shopping, you had to do it yesterday.
Oh, man. Jeffrey Fowler, he is personal technology columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Jeffrey, thank you for playing along.
You bet. I loved it.
You can always get more from us online. MarketplaceTech.org is an option. So is Facebook.com/MarketplaceTech or on Twitter at MarketplaceTech. There's also a subreddit for our podcast, Codebreaker. Reddit.com/r/CodebreakerPodcast. Get there. Keep it clean. Upload GIFs. Have a good time. That's my advice. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.